Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, 101488. Oh, man. Bruce is a... ...35-year-old man with no past medical problems. Has developed a large abscess in the back of his neck. He's had no fever, chills, nausea, vomiting. He's been on Septra DS for the past 3 days from a different physician. Then when he went today, they told him that they didn't have enough anesthetic to give him to open the wound. He's got a rather large abscess, which required IND. Medical problems, hypertension, no diabetes, blood sugar was 114 today, non-fasting. COVID immunization, none, surgery, none, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, allergy, none. He's obese, he weighs 363 pounds. He says he's never had abscesses in the past, never had a history of MRSA or staph infections either, 97%, 98, 18, 84, 150 over 79. Heart positive, swamp positive, respiratory, lungs, fewer onchi. Abdomen soft, neck shows disability, skin shows no respiratory, lymphadenopathy in the neck on the left greater than right. Abscess, about a 3-5 centimeter abscess over the base of his neck. Can you hold 1 second? Okay. Procedure after consent was obtained. The area was cleansed and anesthetized. A large amount of pus was removed. Subsequently, the area was packed. Rocephanogram was given. He's to continue with Septra DS. Do not stop Septra DS. Add clindamycin, 300 TID. Come back tomorrow for follow-up. He might need repacking tomorrow. For today, he may take a shower and allow the hot water hit the area. There's the packing present, and the tip of the packing is sticking out of the wound. Take medication with food to avoid diarrhea next time he receives Rocephin before leaving. Thank you. Graham, thank you.